From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jolene Crosman. Washington County Sheriff Nate Brooksby resigned last week, and Washington County Commission has shared the details. KUER's Macy Lipkin has more.
The commission says it started with an anonymous letter that raised concerns about Brooksby. It claimed he had interfered in an investigation into one of his deputies and that he had sexually harassed a deputy's wife. The Utah Attorney General's office recommended the county hire an independent investigator. Commissioners told Brooksby they planned to look into the allegations. He denied doing anything wrong, but he offered to resign in exchange for a severance payment. That severance is less than the salary he would have received for staying in office. Undersheriff Barry Golding is now the acting Washington County Sheriff. For KUER News, I'm Macy Lipkin.
The White House budget request includes $1 billion to restore and protect the Great Salt Lake. This comes after President Donald Trump talked with Utah Governor Spencer Cox in February. That's when Trump committed to saving the lake. The budget request says it's a critical economic and ecological asset for the nation. The Department of the Interior would work with other federal agencies to improve water flows, restore ecosystems, get rid of invasive species, and address lake bed toxins. But this is just the budget request. It still needs to go through Congress. President Donald Trump called for an almost 13% cut to the Interior Department's budget today. So the head of Interior is making changes to the department. Doug Burgum announced things like permitting will be modernized to, quote, eliminate redundant layers. They'll also offer voluntary early retirement and deferred resignation. The Department of the Interior employs over 2,200 people in Utah. That includes agencies like the Bureau of Land Management, National Park Service, and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Utah's primary election season is heating up. Two Democrats have already reached the signature threshold to qualify for the ballot in the state's new left-leaning congressional district. KUER's Sean Higgins has more.
Democrats Ben McAdams and Nate Bluen have both reached the signature threshold to appear on the June primary ballot in the 1st Congressional District. As of Friday, McAdams has 776 more certified signatures than the required 7,000. Bluen's campaign has gotten 9 more than he needs. McAdams is the last Utah Democrat to hold federal office, representing the state's 4th Congressional District from 2019 to 2021. Bluen is a current state senator from Salt Lake County. The race could get crowded. 6 of the 7 Democratic candidates in the race have declared their intent to gather signatures. According to the Lieutenant Governor's office, candidates have until Friday, April 10th to submit signatures. If a candidate does not meet the signature threshold in time, they will need to win the party's nomination at convention or be eliminated. The Utah Democratic Convention is April 25th at Jordan High School in Sandy. Sean Higgins, KUER News.
Plan ahead for travel this weekend. The Utah Department of Transportation warns spring break will mean extra traffic. It expects the longest delays Easter Sunday on northbound I-15 from Spanish Fork to Nephi at around 4 p.m. Getting caught there could add an hour to your trip. And drivers in Salt Lake should watch out for upcoming major closures. On Monday, UDOT will close the ramps from Redwood Road to westbound I-80 and southbound and northbound ramps to 215. They'll be closed for about a month for replacements and repairs. Utah's snowpack level on April 1st was the lowest ever by a long shot, and measurements started around 1930. The Utah Snow Survey says the next lowest snowpack level on April 1st was in 2015, but it was still roughly 5 times higher than this year's. The state's woes don't stop there. Utah also had a big jump in drought during the recent heat wave. In 1 week, it went from 7% of the state being in extreme drought to 59%. You are listening to KUER News.